little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Our next topic is cognitive behavioral therapy. Lauren is our next patient. She's 35 and has come to see you about her anxiety symptoms. She struggles with overthinking and over-worrying and has stopped socialising and rarely leaves her home.
I'm glad you've come to see me today, Lauren. I can understand from what you've told me that your anxiety has gotten quite a lot worse over the past few months. And as I discussed with you earlier, there are a few different options that we could explore together, which could help you with dealing with your anxiety.
Yes, Dr. Ashur.
Mm. I know we did touch upon medication previously and you weren't very keen on going down that route at the moment. And what I wanted to do today, as I mentioned before, was to have a chat with you about something called cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT.
Right.
So would it be okay if I just explain to you very briefly what that is and then you could let me know what your thoughts are on it?
Yes, please, Doctor.
Okay. So sometimes, for one reason or another, people can get stuck in unhelpful ruts or spirals in the way that they think or feel or act. Either this could be a general thing or it could be about one particular issue.
I agree, Doctor. That's what I'm going through now.
Yes, I think you're right. And thoughts and feelings are often called cognitions. So cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT, is aimed at challenging the way you think about certain issues or relationships or even about yourself. And in turn, it challenges the way that you behave. Does
yes,
that
doctor.
Make sense?
Yes, Doctor, it does.
Yeah. So the way it works, I mean, there are various ways of getting the CBT. You could look at doing it online. I could give you some information for that. Some people like to just read a self-help book or watch a video about it. And there is also a talking therapy service where you can have a formal course of CBT. Most people have an hourly session every week for somewhere between 10 and 15 weeks. They do give you homework each week as well, which will make you think and challenge yourself. Is that something that you would be interested in trying?
Yes, Doctor, I'm very keen on it. Perhaps I would go for the counselling.
Okay. So I can give you the information today, and there is a telephone number that you need to call. And if you explain to them that you want to refer yourself for CBT, they will be able to put you on the waiting list for that.
That's great, Doctor. Thank you.
Okay.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.